We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
This is the Afternoon Magazine. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. It's my pleasure in this portion of the program to welcome back astronomer Ken Croswell. Most recently here on WILL Radio, you may have heard him on Earth and Sky talking about Pluto. It was 80 years ago, in 1930, that an astronomer discovered Pluto. It was called a new planet, and that was big news. Flash forward to our time, and once again, Pluto is in the headlines, this time because some astronomers say Pluto is not a planet. Ken Croswell writes about Pluto in his book for young readers, 10 Worlds, Everything That Orbits the Sun. He also wrote an article about Pluto for the February 2010 issue of the children's magazine Highlights. Pluto, by the way, is the subject of a program you can see tonight at 7 on our companion station, WILL-TV. The program NOVA looks at the Pluto planet controversy. Ken Croswell joins me this afternoon to talk about Pluto. Hi, Ken.
Hi, Celeste.
Good to talk with you again.
Good to be here.
Tell us how Pluto was discovered back in 1930, because it's so way out there.
Yeah, well, Pluto was discovered by someone who was born in Illinois, you'll be pleased to know, and who discovered astronomy in the state of Illinois as a kid. He was working at Flagstaff, Arizona, at Lowell Observatory. His job was to find the ninth planet that Percival Lowell, a wealthy Bostonian, had predicted, but never found during his life. And what Clyde Tomahawk did was to take photographic plates of the sky at night, and then during the day he searched those photographic plates, which contained millions of stars, for a distant object, a faint distant object that moved. And on the afternoon of February 18th, 1930, he discovered Pluto and made history.
So why do some astronomers now say Pluto is not a planet?
Well, as I pointed out in an op-ed I wrote for the Wall Street Journal a couple weeks ago, the basic problem is we now believe that Pluto is a good deal smaller than people used to think. For a long time, we thought that Pluto was about halfway in size between Mercury and Mars. And since everyone regards Mercury and Mars to be good, legitimate planets, well, there was not much problem having Pluto be a planet, too. Today, we recognize that Pluto has half the diameter of Mercury. But that's over twice the diameter of Ceres, which is the largest asteroid going around the sun. So at that point, Pluto sort of falls in this interplanetary limbo. Is it a planet or is it an asteroid? I think, given that it's been considered a planet ever since 1930, there's no good reason to change the nomenclature now. And we should just define a planet of the sun as an object that goes around the sun and is the size of Pluto or bigger. By that definition, we've got 10 planets in our solar system, the non-controversial planets from Mercury through Neptune, plus Pluto, and plus Eris. Eris was discovered in 2005. It's three times farther than Pluto and slightly bigger than Pluto. So if we say Pluto is a planet, we must say that Eris is a planet as well.
Why do you think there's been so much controversy over whether or not cold, distant Pluto is a planet? I mean, this is something that's caught everybody up, and everybody has an opinion on it, astronomer or not.
That's true. I think Pluto's a very popular planet, so with ordinary people and also with astronomers. It connotes the unknown. It's the one planet of the nine that we grew up with that has never been visited by spacecraft. So it's very mysterious. And it's got a few eccentricities about it. It crosses the orbit of Neptune, for example. From 1979 to 1999, Pluto was actually closer to the sun than Neptune. And so I think the fact that it's so distant, so remote, so unexplored, I think those are reasons that kids and adults really like this planet.
Now there is a spacecraft heading to Pluto.
There is. Finally, in 2006, NASA launched the New Horizons spacecraft. It's going to reach Pluto in just 5 years. In the year 2015, it's going to look at Pluto close up for the very first time. We're finally going to know what Pluto looks like. And it's also going to study the three known moons of Pluto, and indeed it may even discover new moons going around Pluto. A lot of people don't realize that Pluto has moons, but like most other planets, it does. It's got three of them.
Yeah, and there could be more.
And there could be more, indeed.
So the mission of this New Horizon spacecraft, it will take photographs, no doubt. Does it have anything else that it hopes to accomplish? It doesn't hope, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we really don't know what Pluto looks like. We know it's half the diameter of Mercury. We know it's on this weird orbit around the sun. We know that it's made mostly of rock. About two-thirds of its mass is rock. But it's got a heavy coating of ice, water ice, and methane ice. So it's presumably the spacecraft is going to see something on the surface that is rather icy, that it's a rather bright surface. We know that. But exactly what it's going to see, we can't predict now. Maybe, who knows, maybe it'll see volcanoes. Maybe it will see craters. It should be able to study the atmosphere of Pluto. Pluto has an atmosphere just as Earth does.
Yeah.
And that atmosphere, believe it or not, amazing though it may seem, it's made of the same gas that our atmosphere is mostly made of, namely nitrogen. So Pluto, despite its great distance, it's sort of signaling that, hey, I'm more like Earth than those big giant planets with those hydrogen helium atmospheres.
Maybe that's another reason we like Pluto.
Maybe indeed. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Well, here it is, the beginning of March. What should we look for in the night sky now?
Well, you definitely do not want to look for Pluto because
no.
Pluto is really hard to see. You need a big telescope to see Pluto. But there are some much brighter planets to see. The planet Venus is making a comeback this month. It's going to be in the western sky after sunset. And the planet Mars, which was the favorite planet of Percival Lowell, the astronomer who inspired the search for Pluto. Planet Mars is going to be in the southeast after sunset. It's both of these planets, both Venus and Mars, very, very bright planets. They were known to the ancients. And by the way, if the planet Pluto had the same orbit around the sun as Mars, guess what? It, too, would be extremely bright. It would be almost as bright as Mars, and ancient people would have recognized that Pluto is a planet. The main reason Pluto is so faint is just it's so far from the sun and from the Earth. And also the planet Saturn will be up in the sky tonight. The planet Jupiter, I'm afraid, though, is on vacation this month on the other side of the sun. So you won't be able to see Jupiter until maybe the end of the month.
Okay. And here in Champaign-Urbana tonight, mostly cloudy skies. But tomorrow night, we've got a good chance for a clear sky.
Well, look for Venus and Mars and Saturn.
Okay. Ken, thank you so much for talking with me.
You're very welcome.
Ken Croswell writes about Pluto in his book for young readers, 10 Worlds, Everything That Orbits the Sun. He is the author of many books for children and general readers about astronomy. He also wrote an article about Pluto for the February 2010 issue of the children's magazine Highlights. Pluto, by the way, subject of a program you can see tonight at 7 on our companion station, WILL-TV. The program Nova looks at the Pluto planet controversy.